today's column, Davov. We're going to begin at the Mishnah on top of Davov Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hamachanes Mos. They lived in a time where people didn't have money. So if they had to give Machzis HaShekel once a year, people collected penny by penny, pruta by pruta, to get the Machzis HaShekel. So somebody's collecting money, V'hama Arei Eli L'Shikli, and he says that this money that I'm putting into this pushka, I'm accumulating that there should be for my Machzis HaShekel. And then when it comes the time to give the Machzis HaShekel, it turns out he actually has more than what's required. V'shamei hold Moisra Nedava, that the extra money is considered a Nedava. We said it many times that there was a special fund in the base of Migdash called Nedava, which was used for Oilus Kates HaMizbeach. We never want the Mizbeach to be empty with no kabbonis. So if nobody was bringing any kabbonis, they used to bring from this fund carbon Oilus Tzibur. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Moisun Chuvulin, that the leftover money is Chuvulin. What is the Machloikus of Beisham Beis Hillel? It's actually Machloikus Masechta Nozir. Beshameh holds Hegdish Tosh Meh Hegdish. Something that was made Hegdish by error is still considered Hegdish. So though this extra funds became Hegdish by error, they're still considered Hegdish. And Beis Hillel holds Hegdish Tosh Loish Meh Hegdish. So the amount that I need for the Machzis HaShekel is for the Machzis HaShekel. Anything else is my own private funds. Actually, the Menches Chinuch and the Menches Yitzchak discussed based on this Mishnah that from here we see that you don't have to give a Machzis HaShekel coin to give Machzis HaShekel. What happened in this Mishnah, the Menches Chinuch says, they collected penny by penny all year, and then he went and gave all those pennies for the Machzis HaShekel. That's how the Menches Chinuch and the Menches Yitzchak learned. The Aruch HaShulchan says that probably what happened was they accumulated all these coins, but when it came to give the Machzis HaShekel, they had to exchange it for a Machzis HaShekel coin. However, says the Mishnah, if when the person was collecting the coins, he said, "Shavi mehen shikli," I'm going to bring from these coins my Machzis HaShekel. So the word mehen means, I'm not going to use all the coins. I will use some and I will not use other. Everybody agrees, Shavim beshamim beisel agree, Shamay sechulin, that the leftover funds are chulin. Eilul chatosi, if somebody has to bring a carbon chatos, and he accumulates the coins for that carbon. Here, says the Mishnah, Shovin Shamois Nedova, that if there's leftover money, he accumulated a certain amount of money, but he didn't need all of it for the Karban Chatas, that the leftovers are used for this Nedova. However, Shovi Men Chatasi, if when he started collecting the coins, he said, I will use for it for the Karban Chatas, here, Shovin Shamois Chulin, everybody agrees again that the leftover money is Chulin. Amrev Shimon. So Shimon says, Ma Ben Shkolam Chatas. So the simple way of learning the Mishnah is that by Shkolim, Beis Hillel holds that the leftover is Chulin. By Chatas, Beis Hillel holds that the leftover is Nedava. So Shimon wants to know, what's the difference? Elo, so he says, Shkolim Yeshlam Kitzva. Shkolim, there's a limit, there's an amount that you have to give, a Machzis HaShekel. L'Chatas, Enlan Kitzva. Chatas, there's no set amount that has to be given. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Afla Shkolim Enlan Kitzva. Shkolim also don't have a specific amount. And there's two ways of learning the next part of the Mishnah, the Rambam and the Raivid. First we'll learn the Rambam's way, and then we'll learn the way the Raivid learned. Shekish'ol Yisrael min ha-goyla. When Klai Yisrael came back from Golos to Yisrael, ha-yishoklin d'arkoinus. The first amount they used to give was a darkin. A darkin is equal to two slon. And according to the Rambam, the halacha Machzis HaShekel is that you always give half of the coin that's in usage. So since darkin was the coin that was in usage, they gave a chatzi darkin. A chatzi darkin is really the amount, basically, of two shkolim. Chazru lishkol slon. Then they changed the currency, and they gave a Machzis HaShekel, which is a Machzis HaSel, which is a Machzis HaShekel. Chazru lishkol tivin, which is also equal to Machzis HaShekel. Bikshu Lishkol Dinrin. Then they wanted, again, the currency changed, and they wanted to give Dinrin, which is equal to a quarter of a shekel, like Kiblu Mehen. Why? Because the halach is, as we will learn in the Gemara, you could keep on changing the coin that you're going to give for the machzitz shekel, but it can never be worth less than the machzitz shekel of the machzitz shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to Rambam Pshat in the Mishnah, you always give half of the coin that's the common coin being used. The Ravid has a different approach. He says that the way they determine what to give for machzitz shekel is based on need. Need has two parts to it. First of all, you have to see how much money they need. And number two, you have to see how many people you have contributing. So when Klal Yisrael came back from Golus to Eretz Yisrael, there weren't many people, and the needs were great. So the machzitz shekel was a greater amount. Then when they had more people and less required needs, so they kept on going down, again, never below the value of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that it keeps on changing, says Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Shimon, what are you telling me? That the machzitz shekel has a fixed thing? It's not fixed. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Aplikein, Yad Kun Chova. Even if we're going to say it fluctuates, but it's always that everybody has to give the same amount. But Chatos, there is no such halacha. Zev may be the seller. Somebody could buy a Chatos for a seller. Zev may be Shtayim. Somebody could buy a Chatos for Shtayim. Zev may be Shalosh. Somebody could buy a Chatos for three. So it's not fixed. The Chazon Ish, the Rishash, both ask, according to the Rambam, what's this dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Yehuda says that the shekel is not fixed because it changed. It is fixed. It's always half of the currency. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say, even as a havamina, that it's not fixed? So he says that the dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's always half the currency, and the currency keeps on changing, so the people may say, you know what, I'm going to put away more for the machzitz shekel because I think there's going to be a currency fluctuation. And Rav Shimon says, maybe someone's going to put away more or less, but since everybody always has to give the same amount, it's considered davar sheyesh lo kitzur. So we learned in the Mishnah Machanis. So now the Gemara quotes the following machlokes. Rav Yoyis b'shem Rav Leza, ma pligim, when is there machlokes between Beis Shammai and Hillel, but Machnes Protrot. If somebody collects, accumulates coin by coin, Beis Shammai says, all the coins are a Kodesh, and Beis Hillel says that the extra are a Chulin. Avil, but Oime Eile L'Shikli. Somebody takes a handful of coins, and he says, this handful I'm going to use for Machnes Shekel, Kola Ame Moedish Amoish Nadav. Here he says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree that the extra is a Nadav. Why? Because when the person took it, he knew what he's taking. And he knew that the extra, that what he's doing, and what he meant is that what I need for the machzitz shekel should be machzitz shekel, and the rest should be in the dovel. That's Rabbi Yosi's shita. However, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Biba, B'Shem, Rabbi Leza, Ma Pligin, again, when do they argue? The machnas proitrot, when they're collecting coin by coin. Ava ba'oime eilu l'shikli, when somebody takes a handful of coins and says, this is going to be for the machzitz shekel. Here, Rabbi Bibi says, Kula alma moida, shamoishun chulin. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree that the extra is chula. Why? Because the person knows what he's doing. And he knows that the machzitz shekel is only a certain amount. So he can't make more. It's like masna masha kosta b'tayra. He's making condition what the Torah said. The Torah says this much, not any more, so the extra is chula. What will be according to this pshat if he doesn't know how much he's picking up? We're assuming that he knew what he's doing. So this pshat will hold, that everybody will agree that it's all kodesh. But there's another approach. The approach is that even if he doesn't know how many coins he picked up, what he meant is, I'm picking up this coin, whatever I need for the machzitz shekel is machzitz shekel, and whatever is the rest, I'm putting back in my pocket. Amar Rav Chiya, so Rav Chiya says, Masnisa Mesai L'Rabibi. Our Mishnah seems to learn like Rabibi. The Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree, but Eila L'Shikli, everybody agrees that the leftover is chulin. That now we learned in our Mishnah, we just learned it. Amar Rav Shimon, Ma Bein Shkolim L'Chatis. What's the difference between the Shekel and the Chatis? Al Sheshkolim Yeshlam Kitzva. Shkolim have a limit, U'L'Chatis Ein L'Kitzva. Is the question Man Anan Kayamim? Regarding which case is Rav Shimon speaking? If in the case where the person says some of the coins will be used for the machzitz of the shekel, Rav Shimon isn't referring to that case. Because in that case, as we learned in the Mishnah, kol amamoida, everybody agreed, no machloikis be shamim be selul, shamais and chulun, that the leftover is chulun. In the case where the person took coins and said, whatever coins I need for the chav mechatis should be a chav mechatis, there too, kol amamoida be shamim be selul agree, shamais and chulun. So that can't be the case that Rav Shimon is referring to. El Kenanan Kiyamim, which is the case Rav Shimon is referring to, but I'm Eila Lishkali, the case that we just discussed, where the person picked up a handful of coins and he said, these coins I'm using for my shekel. Shkolim, says Rav Shimon, since the Torah told us how much to use, that's why the halacha is Mais and Chulin, that the leftover will be Chulin. Chatos, on the other hand, Aideish Enkit Svasim in a Torah, where the Torah didn't give us a specific amount, they are Mais from the Dovah. So it seems that from our Mishnah, we have a Raya, that Rabibi's Psak, that says that when somebody says Eilil Shkoli, everybody will agree that the leftover is Chulin, we have a Raya that that's the right Psak. So therefore, ask the Gemara, my overlay, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi says that everybody's going to agree, Eilil Shkoli, that the extra is in the Dova. Don't we have a Raya from our Mishnah? Not like that. Posla. So he's going to explain, and that's actually the way we learned the Mishnah. But Machanis Proitrek, the Rabbi Shimon is referring to the case where somebody is collecting the coins. And Rabbi Shimon is explaining, Beis Hillel, he's explaining why Beis Hillel holds that if you collect the coins and then you have leftover, the leftover is chulin, because a shekel has a certain amount. And that's actually the way we learned the Mishnah. Asking Rav Anan Taninan, the next Mishnah we're going to learn says, Mois is shekolim chulin. You have leftover money from the shekolim, chulin. So what is that case? So the Gemara thinks that that case is referring to the case of Eilil Shkoli. And what does the Mishnah say? That the leftover is chulin. Yet Rabbi Yossi said that the leftover is nedava. Pasala, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is going to explain that that Mishnah is not speaking about a case of Eilil Shkoli. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, by the case of Eilil Shkoli, everybody's going to agree that the Maisron is nedava. What's that Mishnah talking about? But Mechan is project when you're collecting the coins, and the Mishnah is telling us that the halach is like Beis Hillel. Like the Mefarshim explained, we have a cloud throughout Shas. Machloikis, when in one Mishnah you have a Machloikis, Vachkach Stam, and then the next Mishnah is anonymous, we pass from like the Stam, and that's exactly what the Mishnais are trying to do here. In the first Mishnah we have Machloikis, Beis Sham, and Beis Hillel, and now the next Mishnah wants to tell us that the halach is like Beis Hillel. We'll skip the parentheses.
Why do we need a Mishnah tell us from that? It's automatic
Beis Hillel. Maybe Yerushalmi doesn't go that way. Hamas l'shikla. Somebody takes away a shekel. He separates a shekel. He thought that he didn't pay the shekel. And then it turned out that he's not chayiv. Why? Because he already gave the shekel. In other words, the person forgets himself. He thought he's chayiv the mafs shekel. So he goes and separates it. And then it turned out he already gave it. So everybody agrees like Kiddush. That second master shekel is not kodesh, you could take it back. And the Revivon says, this is relevant, l'aloch l'maisa. He says, let's say somebody pledges tzedakah by an appeal. And he pays his pledge, but he forgot he paid his pledge, so he pays it again. So since it was a mistake, he can go back and take his money back. What's going to be the halacha, however, hamafrishnayim, somebody put away two master shekel. He thought that he didn't give master shekel this year and last year. So he owes two machzes a shekel. The savushu chayiv shnayim, because he thought that he owes two machzes a shekel. However, v'nimtza shein chayiv el echad. And then it turns out that he only owes one machzes a shekel. So the question is, oisa hasheni ma'avidlan. What is the status of the second machzes a shekel that he actually didn't owe? Says the Gemara, nishmana manado. Perhaps we could have an answer to this shayla from the following braisa. The Braisa says, Hifrish chatosoi, somebody separated money because he thought he owes a kamachatis. Because Sabashu chayv, he thought he owes a kamachatis. There, the nimtza shein chayv, and then it turns out that he doesn't own a kamachatis, like kitsha. Because it was an error. However, Hifrish tayin, he separated money for two kamachatis. The Sabashu chayv, because he thought he owes two kamachatis. He thought that he ate chalif twice. And then v'nimtza she'en achayiv alachas, and it turns out that he only owes one kabachatis. Oysa shniya ma'at avala. What's going to be the status of that second one? Is the el roya. You can't say it goes l'chulim. It has to be left roya chiyastav. Says the Gemara, hachinami, the second machzah shekel that you didn't owe, elu nadova, should be put away for nadova. Says the Gemara, this is the way most mafarshim say this, the kahech oimer at the elu. The Gemara's question here is, how could you compare machzis ha-shekel to karban chatas? Didn't we just finish explaining in the Mishnah and the Gemara the machzis ha-shekel and karban chatas are different? The machzis ha-shekel yesh lo kitzva and karban chatas ain't lo kitzva. So how are you trying to learn that halacha? From karban chatas to machzis ha-shekel, they're inherently different. The Masham asks the question, why don't we apply the concept when somebody was mafresh for two chatos, and then it turned out that he only owed one, the concept of neder shehuta miktsasoi huta kulei, that if part of a neder becomes annulled, the whole neder is void. So here too, if part of what I said was a mistake, then the whole thing should become null and void. So he says a very interesting concept. He says neder shehuta miktsasoi huta kulei means that I make a neder, the whole neder becomes effective. Therefore, whatever reason, part of it becomes null. So the halacha is, if part of it becomes null, the rest becomes void. Here, the whole nether, the whole thing was a mistake from the beginning. There you don't say nether shuta miktsasa hutakula. Continues the Gemara of Yehuda Aimer. Yehuda taught us the history of the shekalim. The chaynes, dinrin. The chaynes are the same as dinrin. Chazor lishko slaim. Then they gave slaim. Kishmon, like a sellers like we know all over Shas. Chazor Lishko Tivin. Then they gave Tivin, which are Palgisalan, which are half a cellar, Machzis Shekel. Bikshu Lishkoel Dinrin Katan. Then they wanted to give Katan, which is a quarter of a shekel, like Kibla Aleim. That they didn't accept. Why? Because Menhador. Because it's a Pasik. The Pasik says in Nehemiah, V'hamadnu aleihem mitzvahs losei shlishis ha-shekel v'shona lavoid espes alokeinu. So where do Mefarshim explain this pasuk is like this. The pasuk says, V'hamadnu aleihem, we established the mitzvah. So it can't mean that they established the mitzvah machzis ha-shekel. We don't need Nehemiah for that. That's a pasuk in the Torah. What did Nehemiah do? So the Fei Einayim explains like this. In the time of Nehemiah, the shekel was worth Shloshim Geira. We're going to learn soon that the shekel in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was 20 Geira. But in their time, they reevaluated the money, it was 30 Geira. He told them, you can never give less than 10 Geira. Why can't you give less than 10 Geira? Because 10 Geira's half is the Machzis ha-shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Because if a shekel is 20 Geira, Machzis ha-shekel is 10 Geira. So he said, you can't give more than a third. Can't give less than a third, because a third is 10 geira, which is the amount that Moshe Rabbeinu said is the minimum the machzis ha-shekel could be. So therefore we couldn't give a quarter of a shekel, because that would be less than 10 geira. Says the Gemara, since we quote this pasuk, Rav Chelki b'shem Rav Acha, mikan she'tzarach adam lishkol shikla gimel pam b'shana. So the Taklan Chadatan explains, since the pasuk says v'amadnu aleinu mitzvahs losei shlishis ha-shekel, it should have said shlish ha-shekel. Why does it say shlishis? So we learn three times a year an appeal should be made. And the Mefarshim say the three times correspond to the Sholosh Regalim. But, said the Gemara, mikan she'ein matrichim al tzibiyos megillim pam v'shana. Three times a year there should be an appeal, but not more than three times a year. And the Mefarshim point out, where should the appeal take place? Beis Elokeinu, in the shul. Omer Avavin, mikan, since we see the number three, we correspond with Gimel Son, like we explained that there were three big barrels where they kept the Machzis ha-shekel in the base of Mikdash. Mikan with Sholosh Kupis, that they took it out with three smaller pushkels. Mikan with Gimel Afrashis, and it was done three times. And the Gra says, from here's the minig, the Machzis ha-shekel that we do as a Zecher should be done with three coins. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, it says regarding the Machzis ha-shekel, Zayitnu kol ha-oyva b'kudim. That's the pasuk of Machzis ha-shekel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Charama, Lefi Shechot of Machzis Hayoyim, Klai Yisrael did Davei with the Ego in midday, Yitnu Machzis HaShekel, they should give a Machzis HaShekel. For Charama, and the other one says, Lefi Shechot of Sheishos, Davei they did was in the sixth hour of the day, Yitnu Machzis HaShekel, they should give a Machzis HaShekel, the Ovid Shita Garmisim, that's worth six Garmisim, it's a value of silver. So there's a beautiful verse from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says like this. He says, when Klal Yisrael did the Aveira of the Egel, the people who really worshipped the Egel and believed in it died immediately. They didn't give a Machzis ha-shekel. Who was left? The people who worshipped the Egel but didn't believe in the Egel. So they only, their aveira was what they worshipped it, but not that they really believed in it. So that's why they give a machzah shekel. The machzah shekel is for the aveira of the eagle, but they only did half of aveira, only what they acted, not what they believed. So they only have to give a machzah shekel, a half a shekel. That's a reason why you only give a machz shekel, not a whole shekel, because they only did half of aveira, the action. Right. Rav Shur, because since it corresponds to the eagle, and since they only worship but didn't believe. Rav Shur, Rav Nechemi, B'Shem, Rav Yochim, Zakai, Lefish Avru, Al Aseres Adibris, since they desecrated, they went against all Aseres Adibris, Yoynoisi Kol Echav Echav Asar Geira. You have to give a Machzah Shekel. We just explained the Machzah Shekel is worth a Asar Geira. So the question is, they only served that eagle. But the Gemara says, Kol Ha'Ovid Avodah Zarah, is like he went against the whole Aseres Adibris, so he has to give Esar Geira. So Mefarshim asked, but he should have had to give 613, because the Gemara says Kala Ovid Avodah Zarah is Kila Kofa B'Kala Tara Kula. So why 10? It should be 613. So they say at that point they only had the Aseres Adibris. They didn't have the rest of the Tara, so they only had to give for the Aseres Adibris, not for the whole Tara.
They only had by the Amish Batman, they had other mitzvahs.
Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down yet when they did the Eagles. He brought down the Tara. Rav Brachi Rav Levi B'Shem Rav Shim Ben Lakish B'fi Shemachru B'chayru Shal Rachel B'Esrim Kesef. Since the Shvatim sold Rachel's Bechor Yosef Esrim Kesef, that's the reason Yekal Echad V'Echad Poydes B'Noy Bechor V'Esrim Kesef. That's why when somebody has a Bechor, he has to give Esrim Kesef, which is Chomesh Sloim. Chomesh Sloim, each seller being 4 Kesef, 5 times 4 equal 20. That's why you have to give it to, for that Aveira, to forgive for that Aveira. Rav Pinchas B'Shem Rav Levi, Lefi Shemachar B'Chayra Shal Rachel, B'Esrim Kesef, the 10 Shvatim sold Yosef Fasar Kesef. V'Nofel Kol Echav Echav Mem Tivas, every one of the Shvatim got a machzah shekel, lefikach. That's why it was left for all years. Yekal echav echav noisin shekel tiva. Everybody should have to give a machzah shekel. So that's why the Mefarshim explained. First, the Gemara spoke about the story about Yosef to connect that because of that aveira, we have to give the machzah shekel. So Mefarshim, first of all, there's a question. The Gemara is saying that we have to give the machzah shekel because the 10 shvatim each got a machzah shekel. But there were only 9 Shvatim. Yosef wasn't one of the Shvatim that sold himself. Binyamin wasn't there. And Reuven wasn't there. So why do we say 10 Shvatim got? Only 9 Shvatim got. So there are 2 answers. One answer is that although Reuven wasn't there, when he came back, they gave him his share, and he took the money. So he has to have the kapara. Well, another Teretz is that Yosef needs the kapara. Because Yosef, by his actions, caused that should happen. So he isn't completely innocent. The Yisrach Moshe, along the same lines, says that the truth is that Yosef should have never gone. He knew that the Shvatim hate him. So that's why he wasn't completely innocent, and that's why he has to be part of the Machzah Shekel. So we had in the Gemara now 2 reasons for the Machzah Shekel. What is it, Mechaper? Is it Egel, or is it Mechiris Yosef? So I saw Pshat, why do we have these 2 Averas which are seemingly not connected? Because if you look at each Avera, there are always going to be Shvatim that are excluded. The Avera of the Eagle, Shevet Levi wasn't part of. And we learned previously that Shevet Levi has to participate in the Machzah Shekel. In the Avera of Mechiras Yosef, Binyamin certainly wasn't included, and perhaps Yosef and Reuven weren't included. But if you combine the 2 Averas, at least all the Shvatim did at least 1. That's why all the Shvatim have to contribute to the Machzah Shekel. Says the Mishnah, Mais Shkolim, if you have leftover Shkolim, Chulim. That goes to Chulim, we explained it earlier. Mais Asiris Eifa, every day the Kohen Gadol had to bring a carbon mincha made out of Asiris Eifa, if you have leftover that. Mais Kinezovim Kinezovis, we spoke about many times. Azov and Azova have to bring a carbon, a pair of birds. Kine Yeledis, a woman that has a baby. Chattis Vashamas, of a person had to bring a carbon chatas and he has leftover money. He had to bring a carbon ashma, he had a leftover money. Maisu nedava, all of that is used for nedava. We spoke at the beginning of the shiur for the oilus ketzim zbeach. Zaklal, kol shubol shem chatasim shem ashamar, anything that was, any money that was designated for chatas for asham, and you have leftover money, the loch is maisu nedava. Maisu oil, if you have leftover money for, you're designated money for carbon oil, it's la oil, it should be used for carbon oil. So the Mikdash David explains. An oil is a kachi kachim, and chatas for ashim a kachi kachim. So what's the difference? So he says, an oil, the leftover money for an oil, I could bring another oil. An oil you could bring for an adava. A chatas and ashim you can only bring if you're mechuyv to bring one, if you're obligated to bring it. So you have leftover chatas and ashim, and you, Baruch Hashem, didn't do any aveira that you're mechuyv to come chatas for ashim. What do you do with it? It goes in the adava. But then the Mefarshim ask, what do we say in the Dov is? An oiler. And what is an oiler? It's also an oiler. So what's the difference? So the difference is an oiler is a private oiler. It's the oiler that I have to bring. The Dova is a tzibur oiler that was brought from the fund of oilers ketz amizbeach. Mois, mincha, if there's leftover money from a carbon mincha, it goes to mincha. Mois, shlomim, if there's leftover money from a shlomim, it goes to shlomim. Mois, ra pesach, we learned just down the pesach, the sata psachim, the two explanations. One is if you designated money for carbon pesach and you didn't use up all the money, or if you designated an animal for carbon pesach, lost the animal, took another animal, and then the first animal appears, it goes to shlomim. Mois, nazirim. This means that if there were people that were Nazirim, and we're going to speak about it more tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, that the Nazir had to bring a lot of kabbonis. Let's say the Nazir, there were Nazirim that couldn't afford it. So what did they do? They had a fund for those Nazirim to take kabbonis. So if there's leftover money, it goes for the next Nazir. However, Mois and Nazir, if money was designated for a specific Nazir, so you can't use that money for the next Nazir. That money goes l'nedava for the oilus ketz mizbeach. Like the Batanura learns, Mois and Nazir doesn't mean that you designated only for one specific Nazir. You could have designated it for more than one specific individual. But you designated it for a person, not just in some sort of communal fund. The extra money goes l'nedava. Amr Rabbi Yosef said, Ad the anataman. As I was still in Bavel, Shamet Kal Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel the following question. Hefresh Kali. Somebody was separated at Machzor Shekel, Umes. And like the Miri says, he died before he got to the Beis HaMikdash. Omalei, so what's the status of that Machzor Shekel? Yit Nedava. It should go to Nedava. Why? It can't be used for Machzor Shekel, the Mefarshim explain. Because with a Machzor Shekel, they bought Karmen Chattas. And the Karmen Chattas, we know, if the owner of the Karmen Chattas dies, it has to be left to die. So you can't use that money whose owner died for the Machzor Shekel. That's why it goes in the Dover. Maisa Asiris HaEfeshloi. What about, like we said before, the Kohen Gadol every morning, every day, had to bring a Minchas Chavitim, made from a Asiris HaEfer flour. Let's say the Kohen has leftover money. What should be done with it? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yochlichom Yam HaMelech, it should be disposed of in the Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yiplu Nedava, it could go to the Nedava's Ketz Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, seemingly Masnisim Pligel Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, because it said in our Mishnah, Maisa Shkole, the first words, Maisa Shkolem Chulin, Maisa Siris Eifa, Maisa Kinezov and Kinezovis, Maisa Kineyoldis, Chatas Vashamis, Maisa Nedava. So it says explicitly in our Mishnah that the leftover Asiris Eifa goes to Nedava. So how can you say Yerlichem L'yam HaMelech Ma Ovad La Rabbi Yochanan? What will Rabbi Yochanan do with what it says in our Mishnah? Pasala, Rabbi Yochanan would explain our Mishnah Maisa Asiris Eifa Shel Minchas Chayta Sheklal Yisrael. There are a concept called carbon oil of a Yorid. Three Averis that if a person does, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tomei, or he makes a Shavuos Pitui, or he first says that he didn't know testimony, and then he does, the carbon he brings is called carbon oil of Yared. It depends on his financial status. If he's wealthy, he brings animals. If he's less, he brings birds. If he's very poor, Dalei Dalus, he brings a Asiris HaEifa. Says Rabbi Yochanan, when our Mishnah says that the Maisa Asiris HaEifa, it's not talking about the Maisa Asiris HaEifa of the Kohen Gadol. The Maisa Asiris HaEifa of the Kohen Gadol goes L'yam HaMelech. When the Mishnah refers to Maisa Asiris HaEifa, it refers to the money that of the chayta of the somebody who did an aveira. So, ask the Brisker Rav, simple question. Every day the Kohen Gadol had to bring in a Seiris Eifa, Miches Chavitin. So why doesn't the Gemara say simple? If the Kohen Gadol has left over today, he'll use it for tomorrow. Says the Brisker Rav, the halach is that when the Kohen Gadol brings in a Seiris Eifa, he has to bring in Menachulim. This money was already designated as Kaidish. So you can't use this money for tomorrow's carbon. No, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan says Yalichan Yama Melech. The other man says Yiplun Nadav. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Aldo Ol Abba Baba. The following question, they brought Abba Baba, who was the father of Shmuel, to the Beis Medrash. The Inn and Amrim, we learned, Menayin Shapesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim. How do we know that come Pesach, like we learned in the Mishnah, the Moisa Pesach becomes Shlomim. Kamalayim, because it says in the Pasuk, V'im Menat Soin Kabonai, if your carbon comes from a sheep, which includes goat and sheep, L'Zavach Shlomim. Kol Shum Menat Soin, anything that, any carbon that comes from a sheep, Bar Shlomim, the Moisa goes for Shlomim. Hey, Sivim, so they asked the following question, Harei Oil Menat Soin, oil is also brought from Mitzrayim. So why isn't the Maisa oil brought for Shlomim? We learned in the Mishnah the Maisa oil is brought oil. So they answered, Dovash and a Baal Mitzrayim. When is there halacha that the Maisa is brought for Shlomim? A carbon that can only be brought from Mitzrayim. Yotzis oil, which will exclude an oil, Shiba, Filim and a Bakr. An oil doesn't have to come from Mitzrayim, it could come from Bakr. He's Sivan, so they ask the next question. Harei Asham. An Asham only comes from Tzayim. So why is that Lacha Maisa Asham? Yiplul and Adava. That Lacha should be that Maisa Asham is a Shlomim. Amar Rabun, Pakahana, Minat Tzayim. We learn from the word Minat Tzayim. Dava Shuba Makala Tzayim. A carbon that could come from any form of sheep, goats, and rams. Yotza Asham, and Asham Sheena Ba Elmina Elim. A Ashim can never be goat. Ask the Gemara. Me Ashim Bavad. Only so that's why in Ashim, Maisa Ashim is not Shlomim. So Heisav Rabbon. So Rabbon asked the following question: B'chol Asar, all over Shas at Oymer, we learn Min when it says the word Min Lamat. It comes to exclude. The can at the omen, and here we're saying min, the rabbis, that it comes to include only a carbon Pesach, which comes from all types of tzayim, not a carbon asham, that doesn't come from all types. Since when is the word min used to include? The word min always is used to exclude. Om Ramanish, hachanami min lama. You're right. The word here min is coming to exclude. Why does it come to exclude? Doi miyach and bar ben shtei shonim. Meat and a bar in the cave. That the carbon Pesach cannot be a 2-year-old animal, and the carbon Pesach cannot be a female. How do I know from this pasuk then, if the min is excluding, that the carbon Pesach can't be 2 years old, that the carbon Pesach can't be a female, how could I use this pasuk to teach me that the mice of Pesach is shlomim? I learned it from the hay. Hatsoin. Ask the Gemara Gabi Oshim Nami. By Oshim it also says the word min. What am I going to use the word min that it says by Oshim to exclude? L'maru she'en bar min ha'elim bavad. It comes to exclude that it only could come from rams, not from goats. Hisivim. So they asked another question. How do we know that the Maisa Pesach is Shlomim? So we learned the Pasuk. The Pasuk said, V'im min ha'tzoyim kabonoi l'zevach Shlomim. Ask the Gemara, we have a similar Pasuk. It says v'ksiv v'im minatzoyin kabonoi minakfasim minizim loyla. So it's similar language. So why do I say me'ata? Why do I say that the Moisa Pesach is shlomim? Me'ata, I should say that the Moisa Pesach is oyla, as it says here loyla. So the Gemara says two answers. Omer of oven mishanin davashul achila lo davashul achila. If I have a choice, I have a Moisa Pesach. What should I do with the Moisa Pesach? Should it be a shlomim? It should be an oila. So I say it makes more sense that it should be a shlomim. Because a carbon Pesach is eaten and a carbon shlomim is eaten. Mishan and Dovashul Achila, the carbon Pesach is eaten, the Dovashul Achila, carbon shlomim is eaten, the aim Mishan and Dovashul Achila, we don't take a carbon Pesach, which is eaten, and transfer it, the Dovash and Achila, to carbon oila, which is not eaten. That's the first answer. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbon, Mishanim, this is the terrors we give. Kachim Kalim, Mishanim Kachim Kalim, Hashem Kachim Kalim. Korban Pesach is Kachim Kalim. Korban Shlom is Kachim Kalim. So if I'm going to switch it, I'm going to switch it from one Kachim Kalim to another Kachim Kalim. V'hem Mishanim Kachim Kalim L'shem Kachim Kalchim. But I don't take it from Kachim Kalim, which is a Korban Pesach, to Kachim Kalchim, which is a Oila. Continues the Gemara. Reb Yochanan Omer Avdol Ola Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina discussed the following shayla. The inner Amrim, they say, Ein ha-Pesach mishtana l'shem shlomim, elm ken shokta l'shem shlomim. We know, we learned this from Masechta Pesach. On Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, the Korban Pesach has to be brought l'shem Pesach. If it's brought to something else, it's possible. Any other time, he says, or Chanina says, it has to be specifically brought l'shem shlomim. If it's not brought l'shem shlomim, then it's possible. Vani Omer, however, he says, I hold afilu l'shach l'shem oila. If you take the animal that you designated for the Korban Pesach, any other time, even if you had a mind that should be an oila, it's not a problem. It automatically becomes a shlomim. Om Rabbi Ila Tamad Rabbi Yochanan, what's the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's Pesach? That I had a mind that should be an oila, still it becomes a shlomim. Because he says, the pasuk says, "Im minatzoyin kabonoi lezavach shlomim." So the question is that the word lezavach is superfluous. What do I do with that word? Kol shuzavach. No matter for whatever carbon I had in mind, bar shlomim comes automatically shlomim. Nadigmar asks another question. The question is, what happened if you had a machshava that's pasul? Will that carbon become possible? Because the halacha is that the only time an animal becomes pigel is if there's everything else, we learned this halacha many times, if everything else being done in the process of this carbon is fine. But if there's any other psul, it can't become pigel. So says the Gemara, let me understand your question. Hey Chavida, what's the situation you're talking about? If l'shacht l'shem oila, that you shechted it for an oila, a mass Lizrak Dam Lamacher, with the intention that you'll do Zrikas Dam tomorrow. So what's the difference if it's Noila or not? A Korban Shlomim, you also now have intention for tomorrow. Mikam Makam, Pasul Hu. It's anyway Pasul. Says the Gemara, the question is, In Taim Mechstanim Mechsheves Psul, Pigel. If, when somebody had a mind, that I'm bringing this Korban Pesach for an Oila, if we're saying that that's a disqualifying machshava, then it can't become pigel because it's already possible for a different reason. In Tema, a mechstanel machshava is psul. But if you say, as Rabbi Yochanan says, that if you have a machshava that the moiser pesach should be used for a different carbon, that doesn't disqualify the carbon. It's still going to have a shlomim. So therefore, if you'll have another machshava, pigel the machshava, it will be pigel because there's nothing else wrong with the carbon. And pigel is only when nothing else is wrong with the carbon. So again, to review, if we say that if you have a mind when you bring a moiser pesach, if you have a mind a different carbon besides shlomim, it's possible. So then if you also have a machshavas pigel, it wouldn't be a problem because the carbon is disqualified anyway. But if you say that if you have a machshava for a different carbon, it's still kosher. Why? Because we learn, like Rabbi Yochanan said, from the word lezevach shlomim. So the carbon has no disqualification. Then if you have a machshavas pigel, it's taka pigel because there's nothing else wrong with this carbon. Now the Gemara asks another question. We actually had this sugya in Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Amadeis. What's going to be the halacha if you had a dual machshava? You brought the Korban Pesach, not an Erev Pesach. You had a mind l'shma, which would be a problem because the rest of the year we said a Korban Pesach l'shem Pesach is disqualified. But you also had a machshava shaloi l'shma. Is it acceptable or not? This combined machshava. L'shma or l'shloi l'shma v'shayi mais hashana. Do we follow the l'shma machshava? Do we follow the shloi l'shma machshava? Rabun barchia b'shem shmu ba'aba mikivin k'she'en l'shem. Since it's not Pesach, nasa k'shocht l'shma b'shloi l'shma b'shtika b'kosh. What does this mean? We have this concept in Masechta Pesachim. He says every animal, when you take it, even without any specific machshava, is lishma. Because by designating an animal for carbon, stoma, without any specific machshava, it's considered that it is for that. So let's say, he says, I had a machshava, a pure machshava. I only had a machshava for shlomim. That's not really a pure machshava for shlomim, because you have the stoma, you have the standard machshava of lishma mixed in there. Yet what's the halacha? Everybody agrees that if you have a combined machshava of your stoma lishma and your explicit shlo lishma, that it's kosher. So he says it makes no difference if you combine a shtika lishma with a beferish shlo lishma, or you combine explicit lishma and shlo lishma. It's really all the same, and that's why it's kosher. So he continues. If so, Amalei imkain afilu shachta lishma. What's going to be the halacha that the shchita was done lishma? So if you shecht the karm pesach lishma the rest of the year, it disqualifies it. Amanas, but here the machshava on the shchita was pure lishma, which is a problem. But while you're doing that, you have a machshava on the zrika shaloi lishma. Will we say yas mishar rishona kishachta lishma v'shaloi lishma, that you have a combined machshava, that we just said that a combined machshava is kasha kishtika v'yei kasha, or not? Amar of Abba Mary, manoim b'shtika kasha anoim b'shtika pasul. So where the Takel Chatan explains this is, you can't compare the cases. In a case where you have a combined machshava in the shtika, in the shchita of lishma and shaloi lishma, or shtika and shaloi lishma. So since that ma'isa shchita had in it shaloi lishma, which is what I'm looking for, b'shayi ma'isa shana, that's why it's kasha. But here we're talking about a situation where the shchita was completely lishma. Then you had another machshava of shaloi lishma on the zrika. That can't help the shchita, which was completely disqualified, and here we'll hold that the carbon is possible.